Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Scott Wright is back with us today as we continue to study details about the nation of Israel that, for some, may have never been heard before. Scott's the author of the God Center Concept Journal and has a unique insight into prophecy and the end times. He's also a podcaster. He conducts teachings on these subjects, and the podcast has the same name, the God Center Concept. Amen. Now, the last time Scott was on, we discussed about the fall of a nation using biblical examples of what has happened here in the United States when a nation turns from serving God. And we left off with there being absolutely no doubt that we as a nation have turned our backs on God and given him the infamous middle finger salute. Is there any wonder why things are going the way they are in this country right now? Many people, some in very influential ministry positions, claim God will never forget the United States of America. He will preserve this nation come hell or high water. He will protect this nation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, why? If he didn't do it for Israel, what makes the United States any better than Israel when they turn their backs on God? Okay. I hear you say, well, you've chosen Christ, so you're protected. I get that. But do you know who he really is? Do you know what his real mission is all about? Do you understand how he's planning on accomplishing his mission? And then, do you know why the number four is so significant to his mission? Number four, what's that all about, Pastor Bob? Well, you're about to find out the answers to those questions and more. Praise God. Help him. Welcome back to the program, Scott Wright. Scott, it's great to talk to you again, buddy.
Hey, Bob, it's great to be on the show, and I look forward to another fun and fruitful discussion.
Hey, man, we have a lot to talk about today, and as we did prior to hitting the record button, I could go off in any myriad of numbers of directions with this, okay? But we need to try and stay focused today. Praise God. I gave a list of questions. Before we get to the first one, do you know who Christ really is? Can you tell us why the answers to these questions we're about to go over are so significant to what we see happening right now in this nation, the world, and in Israel?
Well, honestly, I think everything that is happening the way it is because of who Christ is. Mm. And as, you know, when Jesus came to the earth, he said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And what's happening is that, you know, and this really gets into the message of the gospel in some ways, is that you cannot take Christ as a good moral teacher or a prophet or somebody who just was a clever guy or a good person. He does not leave that option open to you. But you have really three options to accept Christ, and that is, he was either a liar, a lunatic, or exactly what he claimed to be, and that was the Son of God, basically on an equal footing with God. And so he doesn't leave any option open to interpret him any other way. That's it. You either believe him or you don't. There is no in between. Right. And so what I think we're seeing in the world today is that the world is moving further and further away from Christ, who is the establishment of God on earth for this time period. And God has given over to Christ everything on the earth. And so what's happening is more and more people by the multitudes are rejecting him. And that's why you're seeing what it is. And you know, you're talking about the United States. I don't think it's just the United States that's on the brink here.
Right.
I think it's global. And here's the thing you have to realize is that the United States itself is kind of the it's kind of the spine of the rest of the world economically and the way that the world functions and runs. Even China and Russia, they can sit here and try to placate and take United States down and all this other stuff, but it's really foolishness on their part because if that happens, they collapse as well. And so it's from just a practical standpoint, the fall of the United States would be a global catastrophe, unlike anything we've ever seen. It would make the Great Depression look just like a normal, kind of a nice, normal day at the park. It would be catastrophic. On the other part of this, from a spiritual standpoint, I also think that the war between God and Satan is really cranking up. Not that it hadn't always been going on, we're just starting to see it at a different level. And so we're seeing things that we haven't seen on this global scale like we've ever had. This is, there's always been issues. I mean, that's, sin has been there from the beginning. We know that. And there has always been issues, and there's been all kinds of horrible things. Obviously, World War I and World War II were somewhat of a culmination of that. But what we're seeing now is a war of ideology. That's exactly what we're seeing. Then it was a war of governmental systems. Now it's a war of ideology. And so while it may not always be violent, like with swords and guns, but what we are seeing is we're seeing the tearing apart and the separation of God and those who are with Christ and those who are not, those who are with God and Christ and those who are not. So that's what we're seeing. And so that's to really answer your question, I think that we're seeing it in the United States, obviously, and I think we're seeing it across the globe.
Okay. Well, let's go to the first question. Who is Christ?
That's the question, because I think for so many of us that we've been taught is that Christ is the Lamb of God, which he is. And he fulfilled, first of all, he fulfills every step of the temple, which you and I've talked about, every aspect of that. That's why the veil was torn. He becomes the ultimate chief priest and the ultimate sacrifice for our sins to restore us with a relationship with God. But Christ is more than just that. He is also the Lion of Judah. He is the King of the earth. The earth has been given over, the dominion of the earth has been given over to Christ by God. And that at the appointed time, he's going to come and take the reins.
Amen.
All right? That is going to happen. We know that. It's just like the wedding feast. You and I have talked about the wedding feast on here. It's the Father sets the time, and he will tell the Son when to go do it. Only the Father in heaven knows that time period. But who Christ really is, we can read the book of Revelation, and I all kinds of there's all kinds of declarations of Jesus. And the reason the book of Revelation is so important is not just the prophetic side of it, but it declares so much of who Jesus is to us. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last and the one who lives. Him who is and was and is to come from the seven spirits before his throne. All the tribes of the earth will mourn him. He was dead and now he is alive forever and ever. He holds the keys of death and Hades. Folks, that's just chapter one of Revelation. And I didn't even name them all.
Well,
If
it's
we
either
get into, there's
Revelation,
even more in
everyone thinks
chapter two.
Revelation is talking about the prophetic aspect, but it's the revealing of Christ,
Exactly. It reveals who Christ is. I mean, in chapter two, he grants the right to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. That means whoever gets to eat of that tree of life that the Adam and Eve were not allowed to eat from, it can only come through Christ. He is the only one that can grant that. He's the only one who has the ultimate authority on earth. He is supposed to be our first love. He's the one that holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. There's a nice little tribute to the temple right there. He's the one who gives the hidden manna. He is, basically saying he's the bread of life. He has the right to award the crown of life. Folks, that's just in chapter 2.
Yeah.
All that I just said is in chapter 2, and there's more in chapter 2. It is exactly what Pastor Bob just said. The revelation is a revealing of who Jesus is. And so what we're going to see, and we are just starting to see, is a revealing of who Christ is manifested here on earth. It's going to be manifested here on earth. And we're going to see that, those of us who continue to live right now.
Amen.
Let's
talk about his mission. What is so important about his mission that we're not really aware of in our society today?
Well, to really understand all this, we have to go back to Moses. I know, good old Moses and the good old Israelites and all that. And this is going to kind of tap into that number of 4 here. So here's what it is. What God was doing when he sent Moses to get the Israelites to free them from Egypt and then to bring them in to the land. And of course, they would wander in the wilderness. Is he was establishing the culture that he wanted here on earth. And the Israelites were to be, the reason they were the chosen people is they were going to be the people who hosted God. The reason God had left them in slavery for so long is because he wanted them to be completely dependent upon him. And so that everything that he would teach and everything that he wanted to establish in them would simply be to host God in the temple for the rest of the world to be drawn into him. See, the purpose wasn't just for Israel to have God, it was so the whole to have God, and Israel would be its host.
Amen.
That was the ultimate purpose. But they didn't do it the way that they were supposed to. They didn't stick to the plan, okay? Let's just say that. They didn't stick to the plan, and they pay for it dearly. Obviously, the first exile to Babylon, they're brought back. They've contaminated it even more, and eventually it has to be completely removed. So the reason God sent Jesus was, since it didn't work through Moses to do what God wanted to do, and that was to draw all the peoples of the earth to himself in that manner, in the way that he did it through Israel, now he was going to do it through his son instead. And that is the point. Jesus is here to draw the peoples of the earth to him. That's why it says every tongue, tribe, and nation will be represented before the throne of God. That doesn't mean every person, but there'll be at least somebody from every tongue, tribe, and nation that will be in heaven with God. And that has to happen before the end comes.
Yeah.
And so Amen. The mission of Jesus was simply this. It was to draw as many people to himself and to draw every tongue, tribe, and nation to himself to build the kingdom for his heavenly Father, God. That Amen. Was his mission.
Amen. Well, how is he planning on accomplishing his mission now, and how far along on the plan are we now, I guess you could say?
Well, obviously, the gospel has been preached and it's been taught through most of the world. But first of all, it's got to be finished. That means every tongue, tribe, and nation, just like I said. And then the end's going to come. And what the end is going to look like is, obviously, there's going to be some kind of a tribulation that we all are aware of. And many people speak about this, so it's not something we have to dive deep into. There's lots of reading and information on that. But then eventually, what's going to happen is, you know, that third temple, Jesus is going to eventually sit in that and reign over the earth for 1,000 years. He's going to establish the reign of God right here on earth. That ultimately is what he's going to do. So we're going to see the drawing of every person, every tongue, tribe, and nation, you know, and it's been suggested that what that 1,000-year reign will look like is all of us who have died and are in Christ will be remanifested here on earth with him. That's what that could look like. And I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just saying that is one of the possibilities. But that the ultimate goal is that he is going to have a reign here on earth for 1,000 years. And that 1,000-year reign is about Christ being the center and also Christ being what God originally intended for the earth to be.
Amen.
We're going to see what it was supposed to be before Adam and Eve sinned. That's what that's going to look like.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So what's so significant about the number four, and why should we be aware of it today?
So this is so interesting. And so you know this from our reading. From the time of the end of the Old Testament writings to the time that Jesus came was about 400 years.
Yep.
Approximately 400 years. Well, how long were the Israelites captured and being slaves in Egypt? For about 400 years. Mm-hmm. And then Moses sent, and God sent Moses to them. And then guess what? Jesus comes after about 400 years. So there's one significance. Basically, Jesus, God is just redoing what was done before. He needed the people to be lost enough and to be detached enough so that he could send them. So that's the first thing. The next significance is that when he was in the wilderness fasting for 40 days, that was the significance of the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness wandering. Jesus, in 40 days, fasted, prayed, and never gave in to temptation. So basically what the Israelites could not do in the wilderness, Christ did. And so everything that was supposed to be accomplished there that couldn't be now was accomplished in Christ. So basically what Jesus is, he's a redo. God tried this once this way. It did not work. So now we're going to start all over the cycle again. And here we go, the second round. Maybe you turkeys alert, listen. And unfortunately, Israel did not listen. And so what eventually happens is we get the Acts 10 vision. Peter, where it's given over to the Gentiles because God was had been trying to draw the Gentiles into himself through the Israelites. They didn't do that. So his son became an Israelite to represent that, to draw everything to himself. And then eventually he turns it over to the Gentiles because the Israelites won't do it. They refused.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And the number four is significant because the 400 years gap and then the 40-40 gap. So you got, that's why the number significant, the four is so significant to this.
Amen. And as you're talking, I just thought of something else. What year did the pilgrims land in America?
Yeah.
1620.
Exactly.
400 years later, we're at 2020.
Yep.
And that's when all hell started breaking loose with COVID and all this other stuff.
Yep.
So, and there you go.
We've had about
another,
a 400
another
year.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
About a 400 year plight. So,
yeah.
We'll see what, you know, we'll see what transpires. But, you know, everybody says it's the degrade. We see the degrading of the United States. I think it's the degrading of the global society.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's, oh, I, you know, because Britain, and really, it's not just the United States, it's really Britain, because the British Empire was established, and it has been the most dominating empire in the history of the world. The sun never sets on the British Empire. It is still the head of state for 2.4 billion people.
Yeah.
And it's the British Empire, and the United States is a derivative of that. But even the way China does, the way their society is, they're partly influenced by British. India, mm-hmm. and those are the two largest countries in the world, yep. China and yep. India, they're yep. very much been influenced by Britain.
Yep.
So yep. South America, every part of the world has been influenced by Britain in a profound way. Mm-hmm. And so really, I think it's as much of the degradation of the British Empire is anything in its establishment, because it's really been the predominant empire over the earth in yeah. many ways. And the United States is just a part of that.
Amen. Amen. Well, Scott, tie all of this up for us now in a big, pretty bow and relate it to what the current events are telling us about what is going to happen.
Well, as I said, at some point, Jesus is going to come back and be the king. He's going to, he's literally going to reign here on earth. So we are now in the midst of that. We're seeing the trend. We'll say right now what we really are is in the transition period. Think of it. I believe there's about three transitions that are going to occur in this. The first one is is the one we're in right now. And that is the transition of there's going to be a great revival, and that's going to be it. The second transition is going to be the time period after that revival is done until the tribulation starts. And then the third is going to be the tribulation. And so all that's going to combine to this one big transition period into Christ being the one who reigns on earth.
And what and so comes that, after the
I
tribulation?
Think that's what it's going to be.
What comes after the tribulation? Jesus.
Right? Jesus does, exactly.
And that's four items on your list.
There you go. I mean, think about it. Hey, and that's exactly right. I mean, and when Jesus comes, and here's the thing, on in one regard, as a Christian, and I just want to say this, I think it's important that we look at this and go, okay, I sort of anticipate that coming, you know, and I look forward to it. But on another regard, I don't. And here's why. Because once Jesus comes, that's it.
That's it.
Like, the people who have not received him, I know what their end is going to be. And I hurt for them. I bleed for them inside. It tears me up inside to think of what that's going to be like. And so, and there's people who've had NDEs and written about it. And some people, you know, talk about heaven, and there's other people that talked about hell and what that is. And I'm just going to say this to every listener out here. We need to be sharing our faith. You know what? We should never want anyone to suffer that eternal punishment, because we are all sinful and we all deserve it. Yep. But God in his grace and his love and his mercy has allowed me to have that free gift of eternal life. I want everybody to wake up and share that. Do not just depend on your pastors to be the one sharing faith.
Yep,
folks,
exactly.
We are all called to this.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if we had an army of just 1,000 people who are willing to do this, that are not pastors, not put all that pressure on them, do you know what that would do to the church? It would awaken it in a way that we have never seen. There's over 8 billion people on earth. It is time that we wake up and realize that a great harvest is among us, and that we are to start spreading the gospel, and we are to take the message of Christ to the world. Yeah. In every aspect, missionaries are suffering. They can't get enough money. They can barely hang on. A lot of them aren't hanging on. Things are coming apart, it seems. And I know that because I know a lot of people who are in that business. It is very difficult right now.
Yeah, it is.
We need a great awakening ourselves right here, right now. And that is really the mission that God has given me. It's just to really start sparking and awakening the church.
Amen. Amen. Well, Scott, as usual, you give us a lot to think about and pray about. If someone has a question or would like to reach out to you for more information, how can they do that?
They can just send me an email at gccgodcenteredconcept2038@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this in the show notes below. Folks, the information Scott Wright has shared with us today is vital for your life, your family's life, not just this physical life, but your spiritual life and that of your family as well. I want to encourage you to reach out to Scott. Ask your questions. If you have a podcast, invite him on to speak to your audience. Praise God. And be sure to get into the Word. Study the Word. Everything is right there. Apply what you study to your life. Not only will your life get better, it'll start to spread to those that you meet as well. Amen. Scott, I appreciate you taking the time to come back on the program today. I'm looking forward to the next discussion as well.
All right. Hey, I look, Pastor Bob, and hey, until next time.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Scott Wright and myself, it's Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.